You're not gonna try and talk me out of this?
Ham and Set shared a look.
Why would we do that, El?
Ham stood at the front of the boat. In the distance, the sun was setting, and the mists had already begun to gather. 1 week had passed since Vin's initial scouting of Phaedrex, and she still hadn't managed to sneak into the storage cache. The night of the next ball had arrived, and Elland and Vin were planning to attend.
Well, I can think of a couple reasons why you might object. First, it isn't wise to expose myself to potential capture. Second, by revealing myself at the party, I'll show that I'm Mistborn, confirming rumors that Yeoman may not believe. Third, I'll be putting both of our Mistborn in the same place where they can be easily attacked. That can't be a good idea. Finally, there's the fact that going to a ball in the middle of a war is just plain crazy.
Ham shrugged, leaning with one elbow against the deck railing.
This isn't so different from when you entered your father's camp during the Siege of Luthadel. Except you weren't Mistborn then, and you weren't in such a position of political power. Yeoman would be crazy to make a move against you. He has to know that if you're in the same room with him, he's in mortal danger himself.
He'll run. This party will end the moment you arrive.
No, I don't think it will.
Elland glanced back toward their cabin. Vin was still getting ready. She'd had the camp tailors modify one of the cooking girls' dresses. Elland was worried. No matter how good the dress turned out to be, it would look out of place compared to the lavish ball gowns. He turned back to Set and Ham.
I don't think Yeoman will run. He has to know that if Vin wanted to kill him, she'd attack his palace in secret. He's trying very hard to pretend that nothing has changed since the Lord Ruler disappeared. When we show up at the ball, it will make him think that we're willing to pretend with him. He'll stay and see if he can gain some advantage by meeting with us on his terms.
The man's a fool. I can't believe he'd want to go back to the way things were.
At least he's trying to give his subjects what they want. That's where you went wrong, Set. You lost your kingdom the moment you left because you didn't care to try pleasing anyone.
A king doesn't have to please anyone. He's the one with the army. That means other people have to please him.
Actually, that theory can't be true. A king has to please somebody. After all, even if he intended to force everyone to do what he said, he'd still have to at least please his army. But then, I guess if the army is pleased simply by being allowed to push people around, you might have an argument.
Does everything have to be some damn logic puzzle to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Elland smiled, glancing at his cabin again. It was good to hear Ham acting like himself. Set protested Ham's comments almost as much as Breeze did. In fact,
maybe that's why Ham hasn't been quite so prone to his little logic puzzles lately. There hasn't been anyone around to complain about them.
So, Elland, if you die, I'm in charge, right?
Vin will take command if something happens to me. You know that.
Right. And do both of you die?
Sazed is next in the Imperial succession after Vin's set. We've discussed that.
Yes, but what about this army? Sazed is off in Erto. Who leads these men until we meet up with him?
If somehow Yeoman manages to kill both Vin and myself, then I suggest that you run. Because yes, you'd be in charge here. And the Mistborn who killed us is likely to come for you next.
Set smiled in satisfaction, though Ham frowned at this.
You've never wanted titles, Ham. And you've chafed at every leadership position I've given you.
I know, but what about the Mo?
Set has more experience. He is a better man than he pretends, Ham. I trust him. That will have to be enough for you. Set, if things turn bad, I charge you with returning to Luthadel and searching out Sazed to tell him that he's Emperor. Now, I think that...
Elland turned, putting on his best consoling smile, then froze. Vin stood in the doorway wearing a stunning black gown with silver trim, cut after a modern fashion. Somehow it managed to look sleek despite the bell-shaped skirt, which fanned out with petticoats. Her pure black hair, which she often wore pulled back in a tail, was down, and it now reached to her collarbone, neatly trimmed and curling just slightly. The only jewelry she wore was her simple earring, the one she'd gotten from her mother when she was just a child. He always thought she was beautiful, And yet, how long had it been since he'd seen her in a gown, with her hair and makeup done?
Then,
I'll take that as an indication that I managed to put this thing on right. I'd forgotten what a pain gowns could be. And the makeup. Honestly, Ellen, you're never allowed to complain about those suits of yours again. What?
Vin? When did you go and grow up on me? Seems like just last week you were scrambling about, hiding in corners, wearing the haircut of a boy and the attitude of a mouse.
Do you remember when we first met? You thought I was a Twixt.
Breeze nearly fainted dead away when he found out we'd been talking with a Mistborn all the time. Honestly, Vin, sometimes I can't believe that you were that same frightened girl that Kelsier brought into the crew.
It has been 5 years, Ham. I'm 21 now.
I know. You're like my own children. Adults before I had time to know them as kids. In fact, I probably know you and Elle better than I know any of them.
You'll get back to them, Ham. Once this is all over.
Oh, I know. But you can never have back what you've missed. I hope all this turns out to be worth it.
I have only one thing to say. If that dress is what the cooking girls are wearing, I'm paying them far too much. Seriously, Ben. The Army's tailors are good, but there's no way that dress came from materials we had in camp. Where did you get it?
It's a mystery. We Mistborn are incredibly mysterious.
I'm Mistborn too, Vin. That doesn't make any sense.
We Mistborn need not make sense. It's beneath us. Come on. The sun's already down. We need to get moving.
Vin hopped from the boat, then pushed herself up through the mists.
So, set. You can't go anywhere unless someone carries you, right? Well then, I've got quite a number of philosophical puzzles you might enjoy. Have fun dancing with our enemies.
Elland waved farewell and pushed himself into the air.